Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos, and we're just conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in the state and individual communities. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Sir, can you please tell me what is the year of your birth, just for a statistical purpose only?
1954.
Thank you, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. It means a lot to us. And what is the highest degree or level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received? High school, some college, but not a degree?
Master's degree.
Thank you. And are you Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And is your race a white Caucasian, black African-American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Haitian, Pacific Island?
Black.
Thank you, sir. And are you registered to vote, like many people? Are you not registered?
Yes, I'm registered.
Okay, and we're thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed. And generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with that direction?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as excellent, good, only fair, or poor?
Four.
Thank you. Moving right along. Below is the list of issues. Which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia right now? You may select up to three. Let me read them all. Okay. The opioid and fentanyl crisis, the corruption in city government, the public school funding, the jobs and the economy in Philadelphia, the gun violence, public transportation, the cost of housing and rent, homelessness, crime and public safety, city services like trash pickup, inflation and cost of living, or healthcare. If you have to pick two or three.
Okay, gun, crime,
yes,
and violence.
Yes, sir.
And the state of the, what you said about the schools?
Public school funding.
Right, public school funding and fentanyl.
The fentanyl crisis, okay.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you. And moving right along. Okay, here we go. Okay. Now, sir, now I'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using the scale from 0 to 10. A 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 5 means neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or never heard of them, a people or person, let me know, okay? The Philadelphia City Council, from 0 to 10.
6.
Okay, and the police commissioner, Kevin Fettel. 0 to 10.
5.
Okay. And the Philadelphia Police Department. What number?
2.
And the mayor, Sherelle Parker. I know she just started, but to the best of your knowledge.
3.
Okay. And council member, Kenyatta Johnson, from 0 to 10?
5.
And your local police officers?
5.
Okay. And SEPTA, or CSPTA?
7.
Okay. And how about the district attorney, Larry Kushner?
5.
And Governor Josh Shapiro?
7.
Okay. And how about the Philadelphia Department Streets? Department of Streets. Yeah.
6.
Thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, generally speaking, did you approve or disapprove of the way Sherelle Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia so far? Approve or disapprove?
I don't know. Disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or somewhat approve?
Yes, somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Okay. And do you agree or disagree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community and city government. Agree or disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. And here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphians' daily life. After each one, sir, please rate on the scale from 0 to 10 again your level of satisfaction with each issue on your neighborhood. A 10 means that you are highly satisfied with the issue, and 5 means neutral, neither satisfied or dissatisfied, and 0 means that you are highly dissatisfied. okay, with the issue in your neighborhood. You may select any number between 0 to 10. The condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities for 0 to 10.
5.
And public safety. What number?
2.
Okay. And also access to affordable housing.
3.
And the quality of education in public schools in Philadelphia?
3.
And access to public transportation?
7.
Okay. And how about the condition of roads and infrastructure?
2.
And the availability of good paying jobs from 0 to 10?
3.
And the cost of rent in Philadelphia? How satisfied are you with that issue?
2.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, moving right along. Sir, in your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse compared to last year? What's your opinion?
Worse.
Getting worse? Okay. And would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
Falling behind the cost of living.
And below is the list of goods and services that Philadelphians might regularly spend money on. Can you please select 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses? You may select up to 3. Gas, rent, groceries, utilities like gas, electricity, and internet, recreation and entertainment, paying down the debt, child care, healthcare, including prescription drugs, education, public transportation, and personal care. If you have to pick 2 or 3.
What'd you say? Utilities?
Utilities, gas, electricity.
Gas, electricity, water, all of that's 2 high.
Okay. Child care, health care, including your prescription drugs, education, public
healthcare. That's
and
about
rent,
it for me.
Rent, groceries, gas? No? Okay. Now, thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crime in your neighborhood? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Okay. And how often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, or rarely, or never?
Every day.
Every day, okay. And do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends too much, too little, or the right amount on the police department?
Too much, too little, or the right amount. The right amount.
Thank you. And there is no right or wrong answer. It's your opinion that matters, okay? If you don't have no opinion, you let me know. Now, here's the list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take on the immediate future. After each one, sir, can you please indicate whether you believe that this action will make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer, if the city implemented it? Begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than release them back to on the streets. Much, somewhat, a little, or not at all safer?
A little safer.
Okay, and hire 15 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victim advocates. Much, somewhat, a little bit, or not at all safer?
A little bit safer.
And aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets and impound illegal vehicles. Same question. Much,
a little bit safer.
Little. Close the open-air drug market in Kensington. Much?
A lot safer.
Much safer? Okay. Declare public safety emergency in the city? Much, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Safer.
Somewhat.
Okay. And expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries. Much?
A lot
somewhat,
safer.
Much safer? Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Now, sir, in a few words, can you please tell me what have you seen or heard about Mayor Sherrill Parker recently? 1 or 2 things?
I just heard that she grew up in North Philadelphia.
Okay. Anything that you have seen?
I'm not overwhelmed with politicians, period.
Understood. And West Philadelphia, you said, right, that you grew up?
I think she grew up in North Philadelphia.
Oh, North. Okay. North Philadelphia. And what was the last part? You're not too much of a politician, you say?
Yeah, I'm not too much in favor of politicians.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Moving right along. As you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the city council. Can you please indicate two or three items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and elected officials in 2024? You may select up to two or three, okay? Improve the city's infrastructure. Support more affordable housing. Reduce juvenile crime. Hire more police officers. Improve public transportation. Tackle the opioid crisis, invest in community development, get guns off the streets, address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, improve our schools and education, remove homeless encampments, foster small business and local jobs. If you have to pick two or three, this should be the priority.
Improve the schools.
Okay.
And then invest more specifically in catching criminals.
Okay, so that should be to reduce the juvenile crime or gang guns on the street, remove homeless encampments.
Juvenile crime.
Yeah, here's a list of specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. Sir, after each one, can you please indicate on the scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy? A 10 means that you strongly support the policy. A 5 means neutral. And 0 means that you strongly oppose the policy. You may select any number from 0 to 10. The policy to invest $190 million in the new funding for our city public schools, from 0 to 10.
10.
And invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city. What number?
10.
At $25 million for grassroots communities, organizations that work with vulnerable populations and neighborhoods afflicted by crime. 0 to 10. And invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets. What number?
5.
Okay. And keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers. What number?
5.
And add 15 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victims advocates to better serve residents. What number?
5.
And invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalk sweeping and litter removal. What number?
5.
And provide $100 million for treatment and triage facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness.
10.
Okay, and provide nearly $100 million for street cleanup and litter removal along business districts, making them more attractive to shoppers.
7.
7. Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line, sir. As you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic area hybrid or work from home practice. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose ending work from home for city employees and require them to be back at the office full time?
Yes.
Do you strongly support that or somewhat support?
Somewhat support it.
Okay. And as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city support for needle exchange and will not allow any of the funds coming from the recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or other items to enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchange can come from private charities. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end the city support for needle exchange programs?
Support it.
So what? Or strongly support?
Strongly support it.
Strongly support it. And as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement a year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools, which will keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end the city support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia public schools?
Support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. How often would you say you watch, listen, or read about the news and current events in the past year? Every day? A few times a week? A few times a month? Rarely or never?
A few times a week.
Thank you, sir. Let's finish this up. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay. A strongly Democrat or not so strong?
Not so strong.
Okay. And, sir, think about your approach to political issues. Would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Somewhat or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. And do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
Home.
Homeowner, okay. And which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian, gay, bisexual, something else?
Straight.
And do you identify as a transgender or non-binary, yes or no?
No.
Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Widower.
Okay. Okay, here we go. And are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or you were not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald
yes.
Trump? Someone else, Joe Biden, okay.
Biden,
and
yeah.
Below are some potential news sources. Can you please select up the three sources that you get most of your news from? YouTube, the Philadelphia Daily News, Fox News, local news stations, CNN.
Local news stations, CNN,
Philadelphia Inquirer, New York Times, X
CNN.
Or Twitter, CNN, okay, and X or Twitter, Facebook, NPR, WHYY, TikTok, Washington Post, Power 99?
No.
Okay, just those two. And sir, last year, that was 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than 25, 25 to 34, 35 to 44,000, 45 to 54, 55 to 64,000, 65 to 74,000?
75 to 84.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. This concludes the survey. Thank you for your patience, sir. Enjoy the rest of the evening.
All right. You
thank
too.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.